Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is March 2, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Line targets U.S. residents with new crypto exchange. West Virginia ditches blockchain voting app provider Voetz. Coinbase joins Japan's self-regulatory organization for crypto firms. Crypto exchange Huobi's DeFi-focused blockchain released in public beta. Bitfinex to delist nearly 50 cryptocurrency trading pairs on March 6. Lloyds backs new crypto hot wallet insurance scheme from CoinCover. Bitcoin rallies after biggest weekly drop since November. Now let's get started. Line targets U.S. residents with new crypto exchange. Japanese tech company Line wants to provide U.S. traders a new dollar gateway to cryptocurrencies with a new exchange. The firm, best known for its messaging platform, announced Thursday its BITFRONT exchange will form the basis for a cryptocurrency trading ecosystem that will also provide users with new trading pairs against the U.S. dollar. The new U.S.-based platform differs from Line's first exchange, Bitbox, which only offered crypto-to-crypto trading pairs and is based in Singapore, and BitMax, which only serves Japanese residents. This is a major leap toward achieving the mass adoption of blockchain, said Youngzhu Ko, LVC Corporation chief executive. As the most trusted global digital currency exchange, we will continue to make blockchain and cryptocurrency more accessible to our users. BITFRONT will be run by the U.S. subsidiary of LVC Corporation, the group subsidiary responsible for Line's blockchain and cryptocurrency-related business operations. The platform will be open to users from around the world, excluding those from Japan as well as few select U.S. states. The first five supported digital assets will be Line's own cryptocurrency Link, no relation to Chainlink, as well as Bitcoin, BTC, Ether, ETH, Bitcoin Cash, BCH, and Tether, USDT. Users will be able to add USD through a bank account integration. The exchange says it will maintain tight spreads and deep liquidity by linking its order book to that of other cryptocurrency exchanges. West Virginia ditches blockchain voting app provider Voetz. Voetz, the blockchain-based voting app that was recently claimed by researchers to have vulnerabilities, will no longer be used in West Virginia's coming elections. On Saturday, NBC News reported West Virginia's Secretary of State, Mack Warner, had announced disabled and overseas voters would not, after all, be able to vote with mobile applications during the state's primaries. Instead, they will have to use a service by Democracy Live, which allows users to fill out a ballot online and return it via post. West Virginia piloted Voetz's app during last year's general midterm election, and introduced legislation early this February mandating an electronic voting option for counties across the state. NBC also said it had seen an agreement between Voetz and the state, indicating the app firm would provide its services for voting in 2020. However, it seems West Virginia's confidence in the technology was shaken by two studies from MIT and the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, published in mid-February that found the Voetz app and internal processes had a number of security vulnerabilities that could lead to hackers altering the ballot and revealing voter identities. The DHS Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, however, determined Voetz had no active threats on its network during the week-long operation for the U.S. midterm elections in September 2019. Voetz said it has since addressed recommendations provided by the DHS. An election auditor who supervised Utah County's rollout of the VOATS system told CoinDesk previously that at least some of the bugs the MIT researchers found cannot be exploited in practice. If the public doesn't want it, or is skeptical to the point they're not confident in the results, we have to take that into consideration, Donald Kersey, general counsel to the West Virginia Secretary of State, said in NBC's report. Coinbase joins Japan's self-regulatory organization for crypto firms. San Francisco-based Coinbase is still preparing behind the scenes for a presence in the Japanese market. The popular cryptocurrency exchange, which previously applied for an operating license in the country, has now become a second-class member of the Japan Virtual Currency Exchange Association, JVCEA, the self-regulatory organization given the mandate to oversee the industry by the Financial Services Agency, FSA, in 2018. Announcing the news on Monday, the JVCEA said local firms Digital Asset Markets Inc. and Tokyo Hash have also joined the group alongside Coinbase as second-class members. Coinbase has had a Japanese exchange in its sights since as far back as 2016, after it received a $10.5 million investment from a group that included Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi UFJ and Mitsubishi UFJ Capital. In mid-2018, the firm named a chief executive for its local subsidiary, and later in the year indicated it was confident it would receive an operating license from the FSA before the end of 2019. That hasn't happened as of early 2020. In becoming a member of the SRO, Coinbase joins other second-class member firms applying for or planning to apply for virtual currency exchange registration as prescribed in Article 63-3 of the Payment Services Act, according to the JVCEA. The body aims to ensure its exchange members carry out sound business as set out in local law. As an official SRO, it has the power to put in place rules for the nation's exchanges and take action over any violations. The JVCEA was founded to restore confidence in the industry after a series of major hacks on exchanges, including the industry's biggest ever breach at Coincheck, which lost $420 million in January 2019. While Coinbase has a holding page for its planned local service, Japan is not listed on its supported nations page. Crypto exchange Huobi's DeFi-focused blockchain released in public beta. Huobi believes its upcoming blockchain will provide financial institutions with a framework for decentralized finance (DeFi) applications and services. The Singapore-based cryptocurrency exchange announced Saturday its proprietary network, Huobi Chain, had been successfully deployed on its testnet. Developed in collaboration with Layer 1 protocol provider Nervus, Huobi said its new blockchain will allow businesses and regulators to determine the rules of the road for the emerging DeFi space. With Huobi Chain, we want to provide the decentralized framework that facilitates industry-wide collaboration, which is critical to the widespread adoption of DeFi, said Sierra Sun, Huobi Vice President for Global Business. Entities in the financial services sector, including banks, will be able to use Huobi Chain to develop DeFi applications that have anti-money laundering (AML) and Know Your Customer (KYC) compliance baked into the chain itself, the exchange said. A Huobi spokesperson told CoinDesk the firm hasn't yet entered talks with banks or other financial institutions, although that's part of the plan once Huobi Chain has successfully passed the public beta phase. The technology would allow regulators to maintain oversight of the distributed ledger through Huobi Chain's Delegated Proof of Consensus (DPoS) algorithm. A decentralized identification system (DID) allows users to create identity profiles that can be accepted and verified by regulators in multiple jurisdictions. The exchange is eyeing use cases for its tech across areas such as tokenized asset issuance, payments, identity verification and lending. Although Huobi Chain will support multiple cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, BTC, and Ether, ETH, the exchange's native Huobi token will be the protocol's sole utility token. Support for other types of digital assets will be added over time, the exchange said. Huobi Chain's mainnet launch is expected to take place later this year. Bitfinex to delist nearly 50 cryptocurrency trading pairs on March 6. Bitfinex, the 11th largest cryptocurrency exchange by daily trading volume, will remove dozens of cryptocurrency trading pairs later this week. According to a March 2 blog post, Bitfinex will remove 46 crypto trading pairs on Friday, March 6 due to low liquidity on the platform. The cryptocurrency exchange noted that the delisting of the trading pairs is a common measure that is expected to improve liquidity on Bitfinex platform and lead to a more streamlined and optimized trading experience for our users. The majority of trading pairs that are planned to be removed on Friday include a wide list of altcoins trading against Ether, ETH, the second biggest cryptocurrency by market cap. That list includes about 30 trading pairs including altcoins like OKEX token, OKB, Verge, XVG, and Nucleus Vision, Ncash. Another 16 trading pairs include altcoins trading against Bitcoin, BTC, including pairs like Hydro Protocol, HOT, BTC and Medical Chain, Mountain, BTC. Other trading pairs include two altcoins traded against DAI, DAI, Amisigo, OMG, DAI, 0x, ZRX, DAI, and one trading pair with Japanese Yen, XVG, JPY. Bitfinex recommended users to cancel any open orders with the above trading pairs before March 6, 10 a.m. Coordinated Universal Time, noting that all remaining open orders will be automatically cancelled by the system. According to data on cryptocurrency tracking service CoinGecko, Bitfinex currently supports about 350 trading pairs on its platform. As of press time, Bitfinex daily trading volume accounts for about $118 million, according to data from Coin360. Cointelegraph reached out to Bitfinex for additional comments but did not receive an immediate response. This story will be updated should they respond. As reported by Cointelegraph, liquidity in cryptocurrency refers to the level of ease with which a crypto asset can be exchanged for cash without affecting the price of that asset. Delisting is a common measure for increasing liquidity for cryptocurrency exchanges. Back in 2019, Binance delisted about 30 trading pairs in a move to improve liquidity and user trading experience, noting that the choice of the trading pairs was as requested by most project teams. Lloyds backs new crypto hot wallet insurance scheme from CoinCover. Insurance giant Lloyds of London is backing a new policy protecting cryptocurrency held in online wallets against theft from hacks. Provided by CoinCover, a crypto lifestyle service provider, the insurance is underwritten by Lloyds Insurance Syndicate Atrium, CoinCover announced on Sunday. The liability policy is said to be a new type of insurance with a dynamic limit that increases or decreases in line with the price changes of covered crypto assets. Offering coverage with limits starting from $1,280, the policy is designed to protect investors and traders against losses arising from the theft of crypto held in online, or hot, wallets. The news marks an effort by Lloyds, via Atrium, to move further into digital assets insurance after it began offering protection to qualified custodian Kingdom Trust almost 2 years ago. Trevor Maynard, head of innovation at Lloyds, said in the announcement the UK-based insurance giant is the natural home for insurance innovation because of the unique ability of syndicates to collaborate to insure new things. As more money flows into the crypto asset market, losses from hacks are on the rise. Nevertheless, cryptocurrency companies have found ways to protect their digital assets from theft, Maynard said. The policy is backed by a panel of Lloyds underwriters, including TMK and Markle, that are members of Lloyds Product Innovation Facility, PIF, an initiative aimed to speed up insurance product development for complex and non-standard risk policies. Founded in 2018, CoinCover is offering the insurance policy for assets held in multi-signature wallets from its partner BitGo to cover against third-party hacks or the theft of private keys. The firm told CoinDesk that in making a claim the customer would inform, supply us with certain details such as what they felt happened, i.e. PC hacked, lost phone etc., as well as fill out a police report. CoinCover would then investigate the claim and endeavor to pay out within 48 hours if the claim is approved. The policy would not cover crypto assets willingly sent to the wrong address, the firm added. David Yanchuski, CEO of CoinCover, said that as the crypto markets heat up again at the start of 2020, crypto-curious customers may have been put off by the lack of adequate protections in the past. With this innovative new policy, we can remove these barriers and broaden the appeal of crypto. It represents another step forward in enabling cryptocurrency adoption, Yanchuski said. Bitcoin rallies after biggest weekly drop since November. View Bitcoin produced a doji candle on Sunday, neutralizing the immediate bearish setup. A UTC close above Sunday's high of $8,756 would validate the seller exhaustion signaled by the candle and potentially yield a test of key resistance at $9,500. Chart-driven selling could gather pace if prices fail to defend Sunday's low of $8,410, leading to a deeper sell-off to support levels at $8,213 and $8,200. Bitcoin BTC is flashing green on Monday, having suffered a double-digit price drop last week. The top cryptocurrency is currently trading over $8,740, representing a 1.9% gain on a 24-hour basis, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. The news will be welcomed by Bitcoin's bulls, as prices fell by 13% in the 7 days to March 1, registering the biggest weekly loss since the third week of November. Back then, the cryptocurrency dropped by 18.7% over the same period. Equity markets across the globe also fell sharply last week as investors shunned risk on fears the coronavirus pandemic will cause a serious slowdown in the global economy. The S&P 500, Wall Street's benchmark stock index, fell for the seventh straight day on Friday. The sell-off wiped out 5 months of the rally from 2,855 to 3,393. Even so, the index outperformed Bitcoin on a weekly basis with an 11% drop. Despite last week's drop, Bitcoin is still outperforming both gold and the S&P 500 on a year-to-date basis with 20% gains. Meanwhile, Ethereum's Ether (ETH) token, the second-largest cryptocurrency by market value, has rallied 74% so far this year. Liquidity source? Bitcoin fell last week as investors liquidated their holdings to fund margin calls triggered by the stock market crash, according to billionaire investor and Galaxy Digital founder Michael Novogratz. A margin call occurs when the value of the investor's leverage account drops below the minimum margin requirement. The investor is then required to bring in additional capital or securities to build back the account up to the minimum margin requirement. Essentially, Novogratz thinks Bitcoin served as a source of liquidity last week, having apparently found a role as a safe haven in January when prices rose by 30% amid the US-Iran tensions and the beginnings of the coronavirus outbreak in China. Currently, there is no evidence to prove that margin call-related selling fueled Bitcoin's price drop. That possibility, however, cannot be ruled out altogether, as perceived safe havens like gold are often used as source of liquidity. Gold, a classic anti-risk asset, fell by 4% last week, also the biggest weekly loss since November, reportedly due to margin calls. At press time, the metal is changing hands at $1,610 per ounce, up 3% from Friday's low of $1,563. As Bitcoin also gains ground, the bulls need a close above Sunday's high to maintain the rally. Bitcoin created a doji candle on Sunday, signaling seller exhaustion. A UTC close above Sunday's high of $8,756 would validate the doji candle and confirm an end of the pullback from the recent highs above $10,500. A bullish close could bring additional gains towards the former support turned resistance of the head and shoulders neckline at $9,500. Alternatively, if prices find acceptance under Sunday's low of $8,410, a bearish doji continuation pattern would be confirmed and a deeper drop to $8,213 February 24th low and possibly to $8,000 may be seen. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.